What you feel emotionally becomes how you feel physically. A friend of mine, in good health, I hasten to add, once said to me, "After my husband left me, I was heartbroken. I truly had meant my vows, and I was ready to tough out just about anything, better or worse, richer or poorer, sickness or health. It never crossed my mind that I'd get worse, poor, and a husband who was emotionally sick all at once in the first 2 years of our marriage." My friend continued, "Shortly after Todd left, my friend Ellen came to me and said something that I thought was strange. She said, 'Really take care of your health, Jess. Do the right things. Don't get sick.' Other people had come to me during that time to tell me I needed to get into therapy, pray more, laugh more, go out with friends more, join this club or that club, or do various other things to get over my heartache. Ellen came to me with words about my physical health, and she caught me off guard. I asked, 'What do you mean?' She said, 'I know you're doing the right things mentally and emotionally. Just keep exercising and getting enough rest and eating the right things. You've got to build up your strength and energy.' I had to admit that she might be making a good point. In the weeks after the divorce, I found myself sleeping a lot, more than usual and maybe even more than necessary. I didn't seem to have as much strength or energy as I had enjoyed just a few months before. I pressed her further, 'Why are you saying this to me? What do you know that I need to know?' She said, 'Jess, I've seen a lot of people get sick after they get divorced.' I knew Ellen was a nurse. I asked, 'You see them in the hospital?' She replied, 'Or in the funeral home. I know of at least 24 people who developed very serious diseases 2 to 5 years after their divorces. At least 9 of those people have died.' Ellen got my attention, my friend Jess concluded. I made a decision that very day that I was going to do everything in my power to stop wallowing in my heartache and to start building strength and energy. I started on a very serious health program of exercise, eating the right foods, and taking time to rest and have fun with friends. I also started on a serious program of spiritual renewal. I became stronger and more energetic and more productive than I was before my wedding." Jess put into words what many physicians know intuitively. Through the years, we physicians frequently see patients go through emotionally devastating experiences such as divorce, bankruptcy, or the death of a child, only to see those patients experience heart attacks, recurrences of cancer, or serious crippling or disabling conditions. As physicians, however, the vast majority of us have been trained to separate emotions from physical disease. Our training teaches us that emotions are, well, emotional. Diseases are strictly physical. Increasingly, however, we are having to confront the fact that the body cannot differentiate between stress that physical factors cause and stress that emotional factors cause. Stress is stress. And the consequences of too much unmediated stress are the same, regardless of the factors that led to a buildup. I recently asked a patient, "Describe what you experienced yesterday. Don't just tell me what you did, but who said what and who did what to you or with you." Ben suffered from chronic migraine headaches, but the main reason he came to me was because he had just learned he had very negative cardiovascular indicators. His primary care physician had told him that he was a heart attack waiting to happen. Here is a summary of what Ben shared with me. He sat in bump.